3rd of April 2020, Message from the Father, Part 20. The Father's Delight in Our Paradise. We hear the Father's words. As for the souls who live in justice and sanctifying grace, I show my happiness by living in them. I give them myself. I transmit to them the use of my power, and through my love they find a foretaste of heaven in me, their Father and their Savior. So here, the true dwelling of God the Father in man is described. It is the soul of man when the soul is in the state of sanctifying grace. So we must also see the great difference between people who try to keep the commandments of God and respond to the invitation of love and those who do not spend their lives in this way. It is certain that God loves all people and is especially looking for those who live in darkness or even ignorance. His fatherly love does not rest until he has found them. But he cannot yet dwell in them and pitch his tent until they live in sanctifying grace. Unfortunately, in our church today, sometimes people pretend that this difference does not exist. This can weaken our striving for holiness enormously, and in this way also deprives the Lord of the comfort and joy of dwelling in our souls. Of course, there is no need to feel better and greater if we follow the path of discipleship in true piety. Those who do not delude themselves know very well how weak they are and how much we need the Lord for such a path. But let us not let the dignity of such a way be taken away by unwise and unenlightened comments, no matter from whom they come. For our Father, it is a joy to dwell in a soul. This is decisive. And already for his joy, we should do everything so that he can have a pure dwelling in our heart. He has sent for this the Holy Spirit. Every good housewife cleans the house especially intensively when a high and beloved guest comes. How much more does this apply to our divine guest and Father, to whom we owe our life, our salvation, and the delighting eternity? But it is not only that, which would already be far enough. The Father promises us that in such a state of grace we are able to act in his power. In other words, it is the Holy Spirit, our best friend, who moves us to cleanse our house, to let his light penetrate it, and then to act united with him under his enlightened guidance. Then we exercise the power of God. And if we live in the love of God, then we are already in paradise, as it were, because an intimate relationship with our Father develops. The fear is lost, the often distorted or very incomplete image of God is disappearing, and the true image of God emerges, which the Father so emphatically proclaims to us in this precious message. This paradise is Himself. Thus, the soul that lives in the sanctifying grace is a delight for our Father. And for us, through the presence of our Father, the anticipated return to paradise. Hence, now some remarks on our own behalf. God willing, the retreat will take place. Many people have registered. We still have to clarify the technical requirements, and then we will announce the appropriate times for lectures and the entire course of events. We ask for your prayers for fruitful retreats, which we are holding for the first time on this way. Already now, excuse us for any possible technical breakdowns. We are not professionals, and we have to learn this way of transmission first.
The communion verse we will hear today says, Lord, who shall abide in your tent, who shall dwell in your holy hill? He who walks blamelessly and does what is right.
Qui locuitur veritatem in corde suo, qui non egito lumen libri,